Movies with Shower Dome, putting a lid on shower steam.
Okay, let's start off this morning with Red Sparrow.
From this day forward, you will become sparrows. Weapons in a global struggle for power. You'll be trained in psychological manipulation. You must learn to push yourself beyond all limitation. When we are finished with you, the person you were will no longer exist.
Okay, that's starring Jennifer Lawrence, Mary Louise Parker, Joel Edgerton. What'd you make of it?
Okay, so I learned a few things from Red Sparrow, from this sort of espionage thriller, which, as you mentioned, stars Jennifer Lawrence, and it's actually a collaboration with her Hunger Games director, Frances Lawrence. So I have learned a few things from this film. I've learned it is very, very hard to maintain a Russian accent at all time, regardless of whether you're a British, Australian, or an American actor. And it is also very hard to swear with a Russian accent. I've learned that not all Russians call a member of the Trump when they start a conversation, that the Cold War is very much alive and well. I've also learned that you can go from being a brunette to a perfectly dyed blonde by using a do-it-yourself kit from the supermarket. Thought that was quite a surprise. And I've also learned that I can no longer watch torture scenes.
Ah.
And this is an R18 film, and it is very violent, and the torture scenes are pretty horrific.
Mm-hmm.
It's slightly concerning that, obviously, once upon a time I could watch torture scenes. Anyway, on from that. This is interesting. So it's about 140 minutes long. It's about 139 minutes, I think. And it's a bit of a cross. Red Sparrow seems like a little bit of a cross between Atomic Blonde and Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. You know, 1 minute it's kind of like this saucy semi-fantasy where we have Jennifer Lawrence's character, who was a prima donna ballerina, who has this terrible accident and can no longer dance, and in order to provide for her mother, her uncle sends her off to the high school, where basically seduction is the main priority, the main class. She excels at spy school, largely by retaining a little bit of her dignity, and she gets sent out on some missions. And really, from here on, she's just fighting for her life. If she decides that she no longer wants to be part of the Secret Service, they'll put a bullet to her head. So she then sort of has to go through this process of trying to outwit the rather cruel, sexist men who have put her in this very difficult position. Look, there's quite a few twists and turns, obviously. To me, a lot of them were quite obvious. It's just a little contradictory. One moment the narrative is very simple and slightly, and the dialogue is sort of slightly cheesy. And then the next minute you're thinking, hang on, slow down, what's going on here? I've lost track of what's going on. This is quite full on. 1 minute the violence or the action is really full on. The next minute it's very restrained. It's just a little bit all over the place. Cast is excellent. I mean, the other thing I've learned is, well, I already knew this, but you can throw as many veteran, actors and actresses at a film, and it still won't make it a 5-star review. It's got Jeremy Irons, Charlotte Rampling, Jolie Richardson, and as you mentioned, Mary Louise Parker, who actually is quite out of tone to everybody else. It's almost like she's stumbled onto the wrong film set,
right.
I think. If this is kind of cup of tea, it's based on a book. If you love sort of dark, psychological, sort of sexy, espionage thrillers, then you'll enjoy this. But I think a lot of people, I sort of was sitting there 1 minute really into it, and then the next minute kind of a little bit bored. So it's a bit of a mixed bag. I gave it 3 out of 5.
Okay, 3 out of 5 for Red Sparrow. Next up, we have Film Stars Don't Die in Liverpool.
You're the next door guy, right?
Which makes you the girl next door?
I need a partner for my dance class. If I make you a drink, you come into my room and hustle with me.
If you fix me a drink, I'll come in and clean your bathroom.
Okay, this is set, I think, 1978 in Liverpool, based on Peter Turner's memoir?
Yes, and so Peter Turner was this British actor who met Golden Age movie star Gloria Graham, and he was about 26, she was about 54. And they sort of fell in love and had this romance which lasted a few years and then sort of abruptly ended. And the film sort of kicks off when Turner sort of meets Gloria again, bangs into her again in the UK, and she's not very well, and she ends up coming to his family home where his family look after him. And what kind of happens is we flick back at the past, and so we sort of relive their relationship and what happened and things, but then we're also sort of stuck in this present day dilemma. Annette Bening is is divine in this film. She's sort of one of those breathy woman girl sort of figures, you know, from the golden age, and she certainly knows how to charm a man, but she's as, you know, as much as she's confident and alluring, she's very insecure and vulnerable. And, yeah. And Jamie Bell, she's played by Annette Bening, and Jamie Bell plays Peter Turner, and he does a very, very good job of this role as well, because basically this film is going to work if you believe that they really, truly fell in love. And I think they do a very, very good job. I think their chemistry is wonderful, and they sell that romance really, really well. Look, it doesn't quite, this film, I think a lot of people, like last week, you know, we spoke about Finding Your Feet. I think if you enjoyed Finding Your Feet, then this is a film for sort of the same audience. It didn't, once again, it just didn't quite work. It didn't quite go as far as I think I wanted it to. There are moments where you're sort of going, really? So, you know, Julie Walters plays Peter's mother, and she is very, she's very caring and sympathetic to Gloria and takes her in, and I just wonder whether that was sort of a genuine mother's reaction when her son is having a relationship with a woman sort of her same age. So that sort of has a bit of a sentimental sort of tone to it. There are moments in the flashbacks where we learn a little bit more about Gloria's life and her downfall in Hollywood, and it's moments like that you go, oh, hang on, I'd like to know more about that, or I wish we could delve more here and more there, but it doesn't kind of delve into the dark right. moments, unfortunately. So it's lovely and it's pleasant, it's beautifully shot, I enjoyed the chemistry, I just didn't think it was quite the film I thought it was going to be. I don't right. think it quite went far enough narrative wise, so I can 3 out of 5 as well.
Okay, 3 out of 5 as well. That's Film yeah. Stars Don't Die in Liverpool. Thank you, Francesca. We will put all of your reviews up at nzherald.co.nz and newstalkzb.co.nz and catch you again soon. Those films again, Red Sparrow was the first one, the kind of harrowing Russian one, and the second was Film Stars Don't Die in Liverpool.